What direction is the church going in the United States? This is a tough question we might hear, we might ask ourselves, might hear asked in news or from friends or other people. Is the church going up, going down, things kind of building up, falling apart? And I think really, to be honest, the answer is both. That we're aware there's these very negative movements in places where people are moving away from the practice of faith, where there are all these problems or scandals or different things that are going on, that there are certainly things that need improvement or places that can be discouraging to think about. But I think it's important to realize that there's also good things going on as well, that even in the midst of all of this, there's fruit that's being born. And to realize that there's this group, this kind of movement of renewal and strength that it's kind of there for us to enter into, that we can choose to be part of that part of the church, to be involved in those works of building up, renewing, and strengthening the church. Just a couple of weeks ago up in Chicago, there was a strong conference, the Focus Conference, which stands for the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, a gathering together of a lot of the good things that are going on in the church right now. Young, dynamic, active things that are happening, places where we see the gospel alive and flourishing. Here in the Rantoul area, we have the connection with Champaign and the University of Illinois, where it has a strong presence of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, a focus on the campus of the Newman Center there, and to see that bearing fruit. Well, myself, I went to the U of I Newman Center. Even in town, Father Luke Spanigal at St. Patrick's, Father Robert Lampett, who's the chaplain at the Newman Center now, Father Lee Brokaw, who was just ordained in May, who's at St. Matthew, all of us went to U of I. All of us went there not necessarily intending to become priests, but we encountered something there, something transformative, the gospel, inspiring us to seek to move forward and to follow that call. But to really just think about the vocations to priesthood and religious life is touching the tip of the iceberg, that the vast majority of the vocations that come from the Newman Center are in the lay life, especially in marriage. The fruit being born in so many different ways by those who are now bringing that life of the gospel into their families, into the world, into their work, into all these different places, allowing it to continue to bear fruit, that the work of the church is much more beyond just these walls or just, again, the vocation of priest and ordained, the ordained or consecrated life, but to realize that it's something that Christ calls that salt and light of the world, that we see in the readings today, in the first reading about Samuel in the temple, talking with Eli, hearing the voice of God, learning to finally recognize it, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening." In the gospel, Andrew coming to see through John the Baptist, Christ, to go to talk to him, to follow him, to go and get his brother Simon, Peter, and to bring him with him to encounter Christ. That we see these things and we might think these things don't happen anymore. People don't follow the call of God like that. But again, the Focus Conference, you see this, not just a personal faith, but a faith that wants to go out, like St. Andrew, to find others, to bring Christ into the world, to allow that invitation to be put forth, to support and nourish those seeds that are planted so that it can bring that new life into the world that we desire to see. We know of that challenge, of that disconnect that can happen, of that discouragement, that disillusionment, whatever it might be, if we focus on the negative, where we begin to maybe doubt and whether there is something good here, there's something that's worth investing in here. We can look at these places, see these places where things are alive, to realize what can be done, what is possible. So we ask ourselves, as we're here at the beginning of this new year still, what is it that we can do in this new year to be part of the good things that are going on in the church?